Welcome to Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday at 6:30 a.m. on 99.1 FM KGX and 9 a.m. on 92.3 FM KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast, and then you will never miss the show. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each week. Like usually Sundays, sometimes Mondays. And of course, this show would not be possible without the stellar talents of my student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. And Marlene is on the board today. Thank you for everything that you do. Really appreciate it. And today, I'm very pleased to welcome to the show a repeat offender. Yeah. She's been on the show before, and we love having you as a guest. And that's Mrs. Ruby Rivera. She is our family engagement coordinator. Welcome back, Ruby.
Hi, thanks, John.
Thank you for being here. So, I could say, how long have you been with Palm Springs Unified? And you could say, since I was five.
It's true.
Right?
Yes.
So, give us a little snapshot.
Little background. I went to Sunny Sands, James Workman, the very first year it opened as a middle school out here, and then graduated here from Cathedral City High School. I went away for a few years for college and came right back and started teaching here at Cathedral City High School, and then went over when they opened Rancho Mirage High School. And now this will be my third year working as the family engagement coordinator for the district.
It's very cool. And, you know, when you applied for this job, my heart sank a little bit because I said, well, the kids are going to miss out because I know what an outstanding teacher you are. And actually, so do a lot of other people because Ruby was the not only the district teacher of the year, but one of the Riverside County teachers of the year her last year before she moved over to family engagement. I since, however, have eaten my words because you are just touching so many more families than even as a teacher.
Oh, so that's sweet, Joan. Well, I definitely.
It's true. And I'm sure in some ways you miss being in the classroom.
I do. I always miss being around students. But yeah, you're right. Working with families has also been something really special. And I do hope that it'll have a lasting impact on the students too.
No doubt. I've said this, I think, every time you've been on the show. So the family engagement centers are probably, we have two of them, and I'm going to let you give an overview in a minute. It's probably 6 years.
Almost.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 5 to 6 years. Mm-hmm. I think we all knew that this was needed. I don't think we knew how much it was needed until we got it, until we started doing it. And they've started through the LCAP money that we finally were able to launch this. And it's just really been incredible what's been accomplished and the services that are being provided through the Family Engagement Department and our Family Engagement Center. So give everybody an overview of what does your department look like and what do you do?
Okay. Well, first of all, I agree that initially starting the Family Center seemed to be more of a proactive measure. It didn't necessarily come from an absolute necessity, but it was the district's way of saying we value our parents, and so let's bring them on board and see what it is that families can benefit from. But at this point, it does seem like it would be hard to go without.
Yeah.
With the number of services and families that have become involved over the years. So now we have two family centers, one in Palm Springs on the corner of Farrell and Bristow, and one in Desert Hot Springs at the Edward Wenzloff Education Center. And those centers are open with staff, so parents can walk in for one-on-one services. Sometimes someone needs to use a computer to update a resume, and my staff can assist with that. Sometimes they need help with translating a document. We have some local parent leader groups that want to use the space to hold their meetings and get help in flyer creation. So whatever the day-to-day needs are, our centers are open. But in addition to that, we have just ongoing courses, workshops, and events, both at our centers and at every school site in the district. So we're not just working out of our family centers, but we're actually trying to, as much as possible, get out to the school sites as well.
You know, I've said this to you before about I don't really know when you sleep because aside from your four little ones, and they're all like under 10, right?
Right.
The littlest mm-hmm. one being like 3 or 4.
You're right. I have a 3-year-old and my oldest is 10. So
yeah. And so you guys are busy. And I say you guys because Ruby's husband, Eddie, also, you've heard him on the show if you're a regular listener. He's the one with the velvet voice. he's our technology teacher on special assignment and pretty darn awesome as well. And they're so cute together. They're just
Thanks,
adorable.
Joan.
They're high school sweethearts and they're about the same height, and it's just so cute. Anyway, I always say that, but you are.
Thank you.
Kids yeah, and sweet and kids. Because these kids, I mean, you guys are both really busy, and these kids, you know, after hours, they're with you.
It's
and
true.
They're so
troopers.
Good.
Yeah, they're getting used to visiting different school sites, and, you know, we drag them around, and they have fun.
And they behave.
They meet kids yeah. from different school sites, and I think it's been a good experience,
They're
actually.
Probably like, what are we doing tonight? You
exactly.
know, like they're used to being active and moving and stuff. So that's great. But so speaking of these full calendars, I mean, it's just really amazing what's going on every day. I want to start, though, with the special event because this is timing is everything, right? We're
right.
on November 10th and coming up just 6 days from today. So mm-hmm. next Saturday, we have the first of two special events because you get more people at these than any other event. And that's our family engagement conference. And this will be at Desert Hot Springs High School. And it's STEMCon, which we've had before. But explain what that's about.
So this will be our third year hosting STEMCon. When I took this position, I wanted to theme the conferences, and I thought that STEM was a perfect topic because...
Explain what STEM is, because some people still don't know.
STEM, it's a grouping, a focus of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And those are all areas that our teachers are focused on in the classroom. We see more and more of the technology pushing its way in and realizing that science is also a big part of engineering. And so parents really didn't know what STEM meant or what it even looked like. And so that's what I thought would be a great theme. But it was so popular that we decided to keep it. And there's just so many possibilities for extended learning with STEM that I don't think we'll run out of exciting workshops and hands-on activities. Anytime soon. And so there's a lot of opportunity for our families to do hands-on activity in what we're calling a maker space, and that's always been very popular. Kids get to take home the projects that they create, which ranges from making slime to lava lamps. I know the parents have fun too, actually. And then they go to workshops where they continue with hands-on learning. We really emphasize that our facilitators shouldn't just give direct instruction, but that they should, you know, teach about a concept, but then really let the parents dig into it. This last year, I think one of the favorites was dissecting a sheep heart. One of our biology teachers here at Cathedral City High School, he actually had the parents not only learn about the functions of the heart, but then actually get in and explore a sheep heart.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty intense.
So we do a little bit of everything. Every year, you know, there's new educational ideas. And so last year, one of the other new ideas was a breakout. That's an educational tool. And so our families could go through a series of activities, and then the outcome is they get to unlock this box. And as a family or as a team of families cheer that they've accomplished a task. And so we think our parents really love that, and we're going to continue to find new ideas for them, for our repeat attendees, so that they can get something new too.
And, you know, and it's a really a bonding experience for families, you know, because it's one thing to go to something as family and watch a performance or something like that. You know, it's great family time. But when you're engaged in an activity with your kids, that's a whole different deal.
It really is. And it's not something that a lot of parents get to do.
Right.
We have our regular parent volunteers who do go into the classroom, but we know that a lot of parents don't have that time with their work schedule.
Right.
So the opportunity to learn with your child on a Saturday is a unique opportunity. And then taking it even further, we have families who are now collaborating with each other, who see each other at these events regularly, and they've formed friendships.
Oh, that's great.
And then, you know, you take it even further, we have families volunteering. So they've attended one year, and then another year they're working a table, and then they're helping plan the activities. And so that's what I really want to see is the parent engagement, not just, you know, receiving services, but really being involved from the beginning to the end with what the services should look like.
I kind of got a few goose pimples as you were describing that, because that's just awesome. I think you formed a couple of those, because I saw pictures over the summer of, like, these big pool parties. You look like you're in a public space. Like, no, that's my house. Or I don't know if it was your house or somebody else's, but there was, like, there must have been 30 kids there.
And I love, like, those play dates.
So cool.
Yeah,
so cool.
I have to get my fill that way now that I'm not in the classroom. So, yeah, I love being around kids.
Well, you certainly cut out to do it. So for everybody listening who would like to come to STEMcon, this one is from 3 to 6, huh?
Yes.
We're doing sometimes they're
afternoon.
In the morning.
Mm-hmm.
This one's in the afternoon. So if you have soccer, because it's soccer season.
Exactly. It is soccer season.
And that was one of the issues, right?
We had
people who were like, I wish I could come, but we have soccer. And, you know, soccer's huge here. I mean, it's probably huge everywhere, but it's especially huge here, I think. Which is great.
Right.
We don't want to be in competition with other events. We want to, you know, be ancillary, and so you can do everything. So you can come to Desert Hot Springs High School from 3 to 6, or you don't have to be there right at 3. Come anytime in between. There's always food.
Right. We try to, you know, eliminate any obstacles that might come to mind. So
there's food.
We provide
childcare.
There's childcare. There's translation.
Oh.
There's freebies, the kids have fun, and I think that's really the pool, is that if the kids are having fun, then the adults are willing to go. And so I think that there's more than enough variety for all ages, that if they attend, they'll find something there that the kids will walk away excited about.
Absolutely. And so what how many people came to this last year, do you know?
We were around 400.
Wow.
And including students, mm-hmm. including our parent volunteers.
That's great, and I'm sure you're gonna, you know, surpass that this year. But it's not even all about the numbers. It's about the quality of the services that you're providing. And truly, if you can't make STEMcon, too bad, so sad. But there is something going on, literally every single week.
Yes.
And if you're just joining us, you're listening to Learn Something New Every Day on KGX and KWXY, and my guest is the woman who doesn't sleep, because I just don't know how she can with the schedule she keeps, Mrs. Ruby Rivera, and she is our Family Engagement Coordinator Extraordinaire here at Palm Springs Unified. So we were talking about STEMcon, the conference, that Family Engagement Conference, which is it's not really a conference. I mean, I call it that, but you probably have a speaker, but it's activities. It's, you know, because I don't know, sometimes conference makes people think they're just going to sit there and hear people speak, and that's
not that
fine,
kind of conference.
But exactly. This is interactive, and
right. There's an opportunity for them to break out and learn in classrooms, but even
awesome.
That, it's not the traditional.
Right. It's more hands-on
yes.
stuff. You're not going to be bored at all.
No,
so
no.
Mark your calendars for this coming Saturday. You're not going to want to miss that. But, you know, Ruby is really good about communicating about the events and activities going on, and it's truly mind-boggling everything that's going on, because there is probably something every single night of the week and different types of activities, and I don't know how you keep it all straight. But there are special family nights, and the first one started with an ice cream social and a sign-up night for parents to get, and that was right at the beginning of the school year, the end of August. And that was the opportunity for parents to learn how to navigate through the volunteer process, because it's not as easy as it used to be. I mean, we're not trying to make it difficult, but there's certain things you have to do, because We can't trust people.
We want to keep,
including our parents.
We want to keep our campuses safe.
Exactly. We want our kids safe.
Definitely.
And we don't want to dissuade volunteers. We want you. We want you to be in your kids' classrooms, but we also have to be vigilant.
We have the protocol, definitely.
Exactly.
And you know, it's really exciting because we have the highest number of parent volunteers that we've had in any year go through that volunteer process. And so
that is great. So that means it's gotten a little easier because it was I think it started 2 years ago, people were overwhelmed. And
I would say, honestly, the demand is growing, though. And so we probably do need to expand our volunteer process just to accommodate more schools.
Wow.
So that one night, honestly, we stayed past the time. There was lines. And so parents really wanted that opportunity. And so we'll definitely have that again this upcoming school year.
Well, and maybe all the sites need to do that at back-to-school night.
I think that's ideal. Site-based volunteer night would be perfect.
Yeah.
And then they don't have to even go to the district office. And, and you know, it's closer. And I definitely think they'd get more volunteers if the sites did it that way. But I was really proud to see the number of parents doing that. And even parents who signed up for Parent View, which is access to see their children's attendance and grades, those numbers have been higher as well. So we're really excited that parents want to be involved. And that's showing.
So speaking of Parent View, this is another opportunity to promote the district's mobile app. And if you go to, you can get it through the Google Store or the Apple Store. It's Google Play, right? Or Apple Store. I'm so bad at technology. Eddie laughs at me. Eddie's Ruby's husband. Anyway, or there's a direct link on our website, the bottom of the homepage, psusd.us. And this mobile app is pretty darn cool.
It is,
I mean,
very cool.
It gives you access to everything all in one place. Because I know that there are parents that have an app for Peach Jar, which is for the flyers. And they have an app for Parent View, which is the way that they get to see their kids' grades and how much they ate in school and whether they need money in the account and all that stuff. But this app, it gives you everything all in one place.
It does. And I even used it this morning for the lunch menu.
See?
I didn't have the paper copy, and I could pull it right up on the app.
Yeah, probably the most important reason to have it is that you sign up for notifications. You can sign up for notifications from the district and or your school site. So it doesn't mean that you're going to get notified every time a flyer's posted at a school that you don't care about.
Right.
You get notified when your own school posts something or when there's an emergency. And that's probably the biggest reason to have it.
I agree.
You sign up for the app, you're going to get notified first, and as soon as it happens, that something happened, that there's a lockdown in a particular place and why. You know, that kind of stuff. So I strongly suggest you get the app, and it's just, you get all the news, and it's just, it's all like one-stop shop.
Yeah,
right,
it's almost like a social media, how easy it is to use. And I do love getting the notifications when you're out around the district and you're posting about what's going on. I think it's really nice to actually unite the district as a whole, even if you don't go to another school site. It's neat to see what's going on the other side of town.
But you can also, because I know sometimes, you know, when you get all these notifications, you get a little crazy. You can opt out for whatever you don't want.
That's true.
You know, because I know that's kind of...
You could get
sometimes.
To be a much. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you
so,
get to pick
so
and
we
choose.
Have that. So we have, by the way, if you want to get a little, you know, just for fun, get a little overview of that Ice Cream Social and Parent Night, go to our, we do have a YouTube channel. And I think you can access that from our mobile app, if I'm not mistaken. But if not, just Google PSUSD on YouTube. And there's a bunch of videos on there that our interns are, my other interns in the Dad Academy have created, and one of them was that ice cream social event. Ruby is always interviewed, unless they can't get to her, but because Ruby's the person that can give the best overview.
Oh,
so,
thanks,
which
John.
Is really
and,
cool.
But your students are amazing, those interns. They're very professional and easy to work with, and so we appreciate having them come out. It's almost like having a professional news team, and
well,
so
that's cool.
That's pretty unique and special.
Very cool. And then you guys had Dot Day in September.
Oh yeah, paint night. Parents love doing paint night activities.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then at the end of October, we had a family safety night, which that's really important. So local police and Boy Scouts were there, and
yes.
Food, of course.
Of
There's always
course.
Food.
Always food.
Crafts.
And one of the, you know, face the painting. Easiest thing, face painting. We're learning face painting goes a long way. The kids just love it. And
no
so
kidding.
Whenever we can, we'll get a face painter to come out.
So all of these events, and I want to say, they're on a particular night of the week, I think. They're all Wednesdays.
Yes, we chose Wednesdays for those.
But they're not, like, I can't say it's the last Wednesday of the month or something. They're kind of scattered. So the next one, though, is December 4th, and it's Family Gift Making Night. How cool is that? So you can learn how to make gifts, and you can have gifts for the holidays.
Exactly.
They're coming up.
And the idea is that it's low budget. Mm-hmm. We want to make it accessible to all of our families so that they want to take those ideas back to their home. And it's a good lesson for kids to learn, you know, that you don't need to necessarily spend a lot of money for the gift to be thoughtful. So
and you
we
know
thought
what?
Homemade gifts was just perfect.
When there's a kid that gives you... especially if it happens to be one of yours, or, you know, either your child, grandchild, niece, nephew, that gave you something that they took the time and effort to make.
It's
so
really
much better.
Than
it
agree.
Does. It really does. Like, you know, and then to go back, like when they're in college or when they have their own kids and say, look at this turkey you made me on a paper plate. Do they still do them?
They do.
Okay.
They do them all.
So I remember making them. Yeah. I remember making those in kindergarten. Okay. So then on February 26th is a Dr. Seuss Family Literacy Night, right before Dr. Seuss's birthday, which is the first Friday in March.
It is.
Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Dr. Seuss Day.
Yes.
But his birthday is like March 2nd, I think. And then on April 22nd is an Earth Day celebration. So you're well-themed, Ruby. You have everything around the time of when it should happen, but just go to the Family Engagement Center website. You can
familycenter.psusd.us. So it's
awesome.
Also pretty easy to remember.
Yeah, and if you can't find it, go to our homepage, and under the parent drop down, there's a link right there. So that's only part of it. So then you also started this year themed weekly events for families as well.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, all of those that I just told you about are at the District Service Center, which is where the administration building is on District Center Drive, right off of Gene Autry. So these other events that you have, which I think are those on Wednesdays too?
Wednesdays. We chose Wednesdays because we know that that's a time when elementary students are out of school early, and we didn't want to miss out on that learning opportunity time for families to have something to do together. So every Wednesday.
Now it makes sense to me.
Why it's on a Wednesday.
Now it makes sense. That's right, because it's early. It's earlier than you would expect it to be, and that's because the kids are out earlier.
Exactly.
Got it. So all of these events are 1:30 to 3.
Yes.
And these are at the Family Engagement Center in Palm Springs, which is on the corner of Farrell and Baristo.
Yes.
So in August, you had a Disney family fun activities.
Mm-hmm. We did crafts and movies and... there's always time for the kids to share. We love the idea of building community, so it's not just about show up and stay at your own little table, but we love our kids to interact and our families to interact.
So cool. September was family dance, so different dances every week?
Well, actually, for the whole month, it's ballet folklorico, but with different themes. They did 80s, they did Disney, and
fun.
Some of the traditional songs.
Very fun. A lot of fun. Very fun is not proper English. Oh, my gosh. And I hate when people say that, too. I can't believe I said it. Okay. And no one would have noticed, but I just called myself out. October was stories in STEM.
Mm-hmm. And so the same concept of bringing in the engineering piece. Mm-hmm. We read stories, and that's the traditional part. There's also an opportunity for play, so we get some of the students to participate in retelling parts of the story. And then there's always a STEM challenge where they have to construct something that would have made it easier for the character in the story.
Very cool. Family magic for our November.
That's new. We've never had a magician before, so this is our first time doing that.
So you have a magician that
a
you're
a professional
bringing?
Magician Ooh. Is coming out. Yes, Magic Genie.
Wow, very cool. Okay, and then Geeky Games.
So that's if you can't go to STEMCon,
in December.
Then you can always get a little taste of it through the Geeky Games. So that's computer science, robotics, a little bit of engineering.
Hmm.
We have actual Geeky Game nights later in the evenings, and then we have these during family fun time.
I wonder who runs that.
Someone I know.
Somebody close close and dear
to your
heart.
Someone who cares about computer science.
He's really awesome. Do you know that when your husband tweets, and, you know, I follow him. So I don't follow that many people, but I follow him.
He's a good one to
follow.
My
phone does not stop because I get alerts for the tweet. Everybody responds. When Eddie tweets, they listen.
Aww.
And they respond. It's true. I haven't told them that, but that's you can tell them.
I'll
that's
let him
true.
Know.
And so then we have another month of magic in February. No, in January. And then Disney family fun activities again in February. Mm-hmm. And you repeat
we
them.
We just repeat
I
all
see.
The, yep.
Awesome.
So everything we did first semester, we'll do again second semester.
Very good.
And we chose the Palm Springs Family Center location for all of these because the Extreme Learning Department is also located at our same building, and they offer tutoring right after that.
Oh.
So it also provides families that opportunity. They do family fun with us, and then there's the tutoring happening right thereafter.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if all of that wasn't enough, then you also have classes that go on during the day
yes.
for parents who need help with computers.
We do. We have technology classes. Right now, we've offered it at four different sites in our district, and many of the sites are choosing both levels of technology. We have two different classes. We have one that's our basic level where we go over Chromebook, how to use the internet, create a Gmail account, set up Parent View, and we just touch on internet safety in that level one class because all of level two is internet safety, and that's a class that you don't need to have taken level one to participate, but we go over cyberbullying, how to protect your students' privacy on the internet. We talk about technology moderation, but then also we don't want to leave parents, you know, feeling like it's just negative and fearful for their kids to be using technology. So we also talk about how it's positively used in the classroom and how their students really should be leaving a positive digital footprint moving forward toward college and career. So that's our internet safety course.
Okay, and so I'm not going to have you give descriptions of all of these.
Oh,
because
okay. I'll just
no,
run through
only
them.
Because
there's a lot.
There's a lot, and we're on a time crunch,
okay.
And I want to talk about one other thing. So,
okay.
Give us a rundown. What are the
overview
topics?
Overview of the others. Okay, I'll just give you a quick overview. Mm-hmm. We have Courage to Speak, which is a substance abuse course. We have Strengthening Families, and that's focused on parenting. We have some mental health workshops. We have the 7 Habits of Successful Families, and that's a big one for us because we offer it at all 16 elementary schools, but it's open to any parent in the district, not necessarily just elementary parents. And then our ESL class, which has been just, we just cannot get enough instructors for the number of signups.
Yeah.
We've had a wait list in every single one of our locations, and those classes are anywhere from 2 days a week to 4 days a week. We've really expanded. Right now we have 5 of those classes that are offered and moving toward a 6th because the demand is there. So ESL you can find almost any day of the week in different cities.
All right, familycenter.psusd.us for all listing of everything
yes.
you have going on. So before we run out of time, one final thing. You are... I don't know whether this was going to be part of your job to start with, but it's certainly become a big part. And that is that you kind of coordinate all of the parent volunteer groups.
Oh, yes.
And in the district. So if, and again, we don't have enough time to go through all of them because there's probably like 8, 9, 10 of them, like for everything. There's the African American Parent Advisory Council. There's the
right.
district English Learner Advisory Council. And it goes on and on. They're all listed there.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wants to get involved in any of these, can they just come?
They can always just show up. They can call my office. We can get them on an interest list so they can get reminders. We try to publicize with flyers for the upcoming events, but I think you're right. I think sometimes people feel like they have to have already been a
right.
member to attend, but that's not true. Anybody's welcome.
And I understand that this year you're also working on like combining some of the groups and doing
we
some
are.
Joint
events. A lot
events.
More collaboration between the different parent advisory councils.
You are amazing, my friend. Like,
thanks,
really.
Thank you.
Don't forget, the next big activity is this coming Saturday, November 16th, STEMCon for families from 3 to 6 at Desert Hot Springs High School. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Hope to see you there.
You bet. And next week, our guest will be our Palm Springs High School Theater Director, Allison Boylan, and a couple of the stars of their upcoming fall production. Our show airs each Sunday on KGX and KWXY. Our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe. You'll get a new show each week. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Marlene. We'll see you next week. Thank you.